Never on schedule, but always on time.
Hey, same time.
And I am Hayden, and this is my lovely co-host, Frankie, baby. And today, Frank gets to do the outline. This is Frank's outline, and we are following her lead, and I think we are having a good time.
So, what's up and up?
Honestly, everything's been a blur. I honestly, all the days have been running faster because I'm just waiting for B Cups to come back.
I can see that.
So that's pretty much how it shits, man.
I can see that. How was your weekend with B Cups?
It was great. Saturday we played Super Mario. Friday we play
Sunday,
Super Mario.
Sunday y'all play Super Mario.
Sunday we play Super Mario, but we went to the engagement party. Yeah, because he was with us. Yeah, we went to the engagement party. Yeah,
I was with y'all pretty much almost all day.
Yeah, Saturday. It was a great time. Oh yeah,
a long day.
Yeah,
that was a long day.
Somebody
that didn't go the way.
It was a great time.
Somebody farted.
What? So yeah, it was a great time. It was a great time. The engagement party was really, really fun.
It was fun. It was just, congratulations, Mo and Angela. Yes. Congratulations. That was a beautiful party.
It was good to just, it was good to see them together, and it was good to just, in general, just see everybody in the same room at the same time, which never, ever, ever fucking happens. So that shit was just great for me, because you know I am, so.
You don't go nowhere.
Exactly.
Right, I'm like, this nigga's on live, with videos, out. Like, he don't be outside, what?
Outside at all.
Outside with videos, with proof?
No. Ain't nobody gonna ever say I was anywhere. Yeah, so it was just fun, man. And then, I got to see my friends on drugs. That was great. It's a certain time, right?
It's the drugs.
When you get to, it's like when you choose to partake in, like, you know, the greenery, it's a point where you should probably just stop. And that point is when you decide to just start shooting pool by your fucking self with just the cue ball in the corner of a party.
He had the sketchy face all night.
Well, we know why he had the sketchy face all night. But
it was on all night.
Well, he was
that
up
was
to,
the
he was up to something.
The funniest shit I ever seen.
You
I
see the coolest person
at him
not
all
be cool
night.
That's all that shit is. The coolest person you know not being cool at fucking all, man. I love that shit. Coolest nigga I know, man.
Shit.
It was like he didn't even have on jewelry.
He put that big ass thing around, like, for him to go pick up some other shit and put it around his neck.
Flavor.
That was the funniest shit, man. And I'm never gonna not laugh at him for that ever again.
I think that you should always laugh at him for it, to be honest with you. I would not like if
I'm not gonna ever not. That's what I'm saying. Like, every time I see him, I'm gonna think about that fucking Flavor Flav. It's that cock to the fucking side and him shooting pool in the corner by himself. Like,
hey, you give it your ask for.
Twice. Twice. So, yeah. I mean, everybody made home safe that night, though. So,
yes, that is true.
We did. Nobody died.
Nobody died. Nobody drank and drive.
It was any of everybody that made it home safe. Yeah. So that was good. And it was a good party. It was good to see them and their family.
It was.
That's great. So, yeah. Got me doing this. Have I cussed yet? Can my dad watch?
No,
my dad can't watch this. Because
I was about to say
something. I was about to say, dad can't watch this.
Why not? I'm about to cuss.
I don't know.
Depends on what you say.
Yep.
It all depends on what you say.
Do you care about Marvel movies? You do. You watch them.
Yeah.
You saw the Spider-Man trailer?
Yeah.
How you feel?
I feel like it's going to be a really good movie.
Are you excited? Or are you just
excited.
I'm going to watch it.
I'm excited. I have my secrets about the Marvel stuff. But, like, yeah.
You have your secrets? Mm-hmm. Like you secretly love it, but don't want to show it on the outside?
No, not that. I do love it. I'm excited about the new Spider-Man movie.
Okay. I'm pumped as fuck. I can't wait till that shit come out. Like, hurry up. December, whatever, 17th, 18th, yeah. Something like that.
I thought it was 23rd.
I don't know what date it is. Me. It's not here yet, so it doesn't matter. Maybe I'll figure it out then. I don't know. But I'm going to see it regardless. I don't care.
It'll be good.
Because I go to movies by myself. I went to go see Eternals by myself.
I still haven't seen it. I don't care.
You have no expectations when you go see it.
I don't.
Because it's not a typical Marvel movie, so to have no expectations.
Okay.
Just go watch a movie. Because the people that I heard about didn't like it went in with expectations.
There's going to be like a super fighting movie or some shit.
Oh, no, they fight. They fuck up the cities just like the rest of them. They ain't no different.
Yeah, Satan, who? So, what if you don't have insurance? Imagine how much your insurance costs if superheroes were real. I don't know,
man. That's just terrible. Imagine, though. It'd be just like
The Boys.
Yeah. It'd be like what?
It'd be just like The Boys. I got it. Never mind. I'm gonna stop talking about my superpowers in a minute. I don't want them to come get me.
It's gonna be black trucks pulling up outside.
Do what you're gonna do.
I don't got no superpowers, so.
Oh, well, no. Stand behind me. Or just run.
I mean, if they at the door, we chalk.
You chalk. I'll be back. What you mean? I mean, well, I'll avenge you.
Okay, Terminator. When I was at home, working on the outline, listening to music after I finished watching the last episode, I let this playlist that YouTube had play music from the 2000s. I almost forgot to leave the house because I was just in the house jamming, walking through the house, dancing and shit, dancing to, like, they play Snappy Fingers.
I was just about to ask you how much T-Pain was on there.
At least two songs, but T-Pain, it was some Ciara songs, it was some Usher songs. Like, it was some shit that was legit taking me back to, like, 11th grade, 12th grade, and then a few years MP3 after coming players. Out of high school. Man, when I had that T-Mobile push-up phone with the MP3 on the side.
Yeah, I had that too.
I remember the T.I. one from the video. Like, it was taking me back to all the way back then. I was just jamming, like, I Need a Girl came on. Question. Yeah. I Need a Girl part one or part two?
Which one was I Need a Girl?
Usher two. Is one. Gene Wilder is part two.
Usher.
Yeah. I mean, for sure. But people be slipping on part two. Like, part two was good, too.
I don't be slipping on part two, but
part two was good. It wasn't as good as one, but part two was really good. But, you know, so I miss that music.
Yeah.
This, like, it's some good music out now. It's a little bit good music out. But I feel like the music from, like, 06 to, like, 2011, 2012, that was a good stretch of music. Them years.
That's why I started listening to Jim Jones. And I think,
like, all genres, though. Like, it wasn't just one genre of music that was good. It was, like, across all a bunch of different ones. It was some good shit.
Do you want to be a real American? That shit was gone.
I like.
Oh no, it's supposed to be American Idiot.
American Idiot, yeah, Green whatever. Day. Because Boulevard of Broken Dreams was my shit, and I listened to that not too long ago, and I had it turned all the way up. It was in a car, like, and I had some Fall Out Boy playing one day. I'm like, Fall oh my Out god, Boy, I used to love this shit. Like,
wait. Did they have Black Eyed Peas on there?
I ain't make it that far. I didn't turn it off, though. I just paused and left out.
Because Black Eyed Peas had shit on the chokehold
for, I mean,
like 2-3 years. They was coming out with nothing but bangers for 2-3 years.
But also, just off GP, I couldn't stand half their shit. I don't know what it was about them, but it got on my nerves. But that then, shit, they played it everywhere.
And then they'd just be like, hold on, I guess it ain't terrible. Some of it I just resist.
You got used to it.
Some of it I just resist, but like, When that shit come,
that's what I did when Kanye first came up.
When that shit used to come on in the club, man,
like you try not to,
bro. I've been in the bubbles when that shit came on, bro. I'm talking about
going. Let's live it up.
Drink all the fruity ass drinks.
Oh yeah, so it's like right, but except for if they play Boots with the Fur, I'm turning the whole playlist off. Because I can't stand that song. I don't like Flo Rida. I can't do Flo Rida.
I always thought him and like Ghost was the same person for the longest.
Like before, Amari Hardwick?
Yeah, before Amari Hardwick like had the big show. I for sure, like next day air, I couldn't tell if that was, I really thought that was Flo Rida.
I never seen that movie.
Great movie. They even have a dude on the couch.
Okay.
You got time. I guarantee you would enjoy it if you watch it tonight. What's this movie? Next Day Air.
Where is it at?
I don't know. Google it.
I'm going to watch Star Wars. I'm on a journey. I'm on my journey. But, so yeah, I miss that music a lot. So I'm going to let that playlist ride. You also told me to add on here about Bieber. On everything.
No, man. He ruined that man's song, man.
What song?
Fuck.
You don't need no other.
Yeah, he ruined that.
I love his part.
Justin Bieber ruined that shit.
Bro. I love
it. He ruined it. He ruined that shit.
I love it.
Made me want to throw up.
Throw up, man.
And look, I'm not even a Bieber. I am not even against Bieber no more. Like, I really do think he made good music. He had no business on that fucking song.
No business on a song, I would agree with. But now the fact that he's on there, I do
it,
like it.
It doesn't. He didn't. I feel like one, the way it was made by itself, like the way they did their thing, like Wizkid and Tim's killed it. Need nothing else. They did not ever need to do a remix for it. But the fact that Justin Bieber is on there,
of all the people, is that why?
No, it's because he don't sound good on it. It doesn't even. That shit doesn't even match, bro. It doesn't even like match. It's just mad. Like, what do I call that shit? Patois, whatever. However they sing that shit.
No,
however
I get what you're saying.
It just did not match. It did not belong on there.
It like, don't match.
Yeah. It doesn't sound good in the song. Like, I'm not saying he sings bad.
I mean.
It doesn't sound good in the song. Stop putting Justin Bieber on shit, bro. He don't need to do like, certain shit.
I feel like the same way with him being on Despacito is weird as fuck. Like, it was the first time I heard it, I'm like, why y'all put him on here? But I like it.
This is my thing, right? You know how we just were talking about the Black Eyed Peas you're hearing? And he's like, it's not too bad, right? The more I hear it, the less I like it. The more I hear Justin Bieber only on that song, I hear Justin Bieber on that song, the less I like the version with him on it. It's like, why the fuck? What the fuck is he doing on this song, bruh? And I get it, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a big deal for Wizkid, so I ain't knocking it. But
that's probably why they did it.
But that shit just don't sound good. It just don't
I get
match.
Why you say that. Yeah, I still it. Like it, but match. I get why you say that.
Yeah. I'm not knocking it at all. I get it. He sounds good, but he in that song sonically, it just that shit don't match. Like the way he say his words, all of that, it just don't match the song. Yeah. That's not how they talking. So why you singing like that? And I would feel bad if he, and I wouldn't like it if he like tried to sing like that. So I get it.
Because it wouldn't sound.
So he just don't.
That definitely would be weird.
It don't sound as, it just don't sound good. The first one is so good that him doing that.
I'm glad you finally used your words to explain that. Because the way you just always say, I don't like it. When you sound like a kid having a tantrum, like use your words. Make it make sense.
Because he didn't fuck it up. Like he just did not add anything to that. Because the song was already perfect.
I see what you're saying.
And there's very few perfect songs, but that song was literally perfect.
I get where you're coming from.
Don't be taking none of that Tim's bars off of that thing at all.
Yeah. No, I still like it, though. I still like it.
You just said, you're a believer.
I'm not a believer, but I do fuck with beeps. I don't
fuck with beeps. I fuck with beeps, too. I fuck with beeps. But just not just
because his last CD that came out, I didn't listen to it.
It wasn't bad.
I'm not gonna do it.
It wasn't bad. I haven't listened to New Adele yet.
Wait. Yeah, I don't know if I've listened to it.
Yeah, I mean, with Adele.
I don't listen to Adele.
Oh, Adele shit. All of them are good though. Everyone. I know that one that when Diamond was so like that one was immaculate. All of Adele's albums have been good though. Nope. Especially when she be putting them numbers on them joints.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
All right.
I might listen to this one though.
But if you ever get into Adele, I don't know if I'm going back. If you
if
did,
I don't, if you did, I might listen to this one. It would be
just as good all the way through. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, so I think I listened to Someone Like You. Is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
Whatever CD that was, I did kind of like that one.
21 maybe?
Oh, that's what you mean, the numbers?
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, I heard that. I listened to that one, and I like some of the songs off of it, but I don't remember it for real, for real. And I don't think I've listened to another album of hers since.
I think they do a really good job of arranging the songs on Adele's albums. And I think that's really important when you like a singer. That all of them
you gotta have a flow.
All of them have a flow. That like when I say I can turn on the first Adele album and listen to all of the Adele albums all the way through, you can do that and it won't like fuck up the vibe. So
like Beyonce.
Yep. So it's just good like that, because you know I love Beyonce. I just turn on whatever Beyonce.
I feel like you can probably do that with Jasmine Sullivan, too.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, and Teyana Taylor. Oh, my God. Love listening to Teyana Taylor. I think it's a travesty that she is so talented.
And she done performing.
No, I think that it's fucked up that she's so talented and people just
don't.
They only talk about how good she looked. And I talk about how good she looked. But the fact that she can sing and dance and direct and she choreographed
and she dances, doing and she fashion writes, now
all of that stuff and like people just talk about how good she looked. It's crazy, man.
She didn't start coming outside like Sia did.
Won't matter because now you know what's under there. It don't matter no more. And she might not want to dress like that. That don't mean you ignore her voice though, you know what I'm saying?
I mean she done now anyway.
Yeah.
She might come back. MJ came back.
She might come back. She basically like
she
the reincarnation of Janet Jackson, dog. And niggas just out here not appreciating it. Just no eye strength and downloaded and bought all of the joints.
Yeah, and no, except because Teyana Taylor has a better voice. And I'm not talking about the way that they sound, but Janet Jackson Yeah, she ain't got a strong voice. She ain't really got a good singing voice. Like, her songs was great.
Mm-hmm.
Her choreo was great and all that shit. Her performance, her delivery was amazing.
She had a package, yeah.
Right, but her voice itself was blah. But Janet is Janet, so.
Yeah.
She got Grammy, she got awards, she got all types of shit. So you, I fucking love her, though.
Mm-hmm. My Penny. It's Penny, right? Oh, was it Ludacris on there?
It was some features on some of his features.
I remember when Ludacris and Jeezy had that run. Like, first it was Ludacris had that run where, like, every remix he was the man on that bitch. Then Jeezy came through on all them bitches. Whew. When that nigga said, pulled up inside Jello, whatever that nigga said.
That pretty.
Fucking like, hello, ladies, how you doing?
That nigga crazy, girl.
Don't say nothing to him.
Yeah. They know. Got White, Low, Rob Who.
Say what?
They know. That was my shit. I don't know what he's talking about, though. But that was my shit. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't understand that.
I pulled up to the club. I sell drugs. Niggas gonna rob who? Me? They know.
That's what he's saying?
Dude.
I don't speak this language.
I pulled up to the club in that pretty thing. Inside Jello. I don't speak this.
And you know I don't listen to words.
Hello.
I don't listen
ladies,
to words.
How you doing?
You don't read? I don't that listen to words crazy, of music. Girl.
Don't say nothing to him. Then proceeds to talk about his
kind
sell drugs.
It makes sense now.
Who gonna rob me?
They know. I give a fuck about the Raiders. Young Jizzle.
Been getting paper.
Okay, it makes sense now.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you. All I needed was somebody to translate. I don't speak that language. Never act like I did either. Never understood this shit.
Oh, yeah. I did.
Never understood it. Never acted like it's I okay. did.
I think only men can understand rap lyrics.
No, it's because there's some thug ass bitches that it's definitely some women who can understand that.
Yeah.
So it's not just that men can't. But I always say, like, I was talking to somebody yesterday about with Young Dolph, Mo3, and whatever, how they got killed. But, like, their music, how they, like, this girl talking about how she love it. I'm like, I heard some songs and they cool. I'm like, but I legit, like, I listen to it, but I can't be like, yeah, this is my shit. Because I don't have a connection to it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel that shit, which is probably why I tune the lyrics. I just listen to the shit. If I like the way it sound, I just let it play. And I get used to hearing it everywhere else anyway, so it just be on.
Yeah.
But I listen more to R&B lyrics. I've always listened more to R&B lyrics.
Yeah. Well.
So now that kind of makes sense to me.
You just don't, yeah, you just.
Or that just don't listen to the words and I still like the way it sounds.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You like the way shit sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that too. But I also like when they say shit.
Yeah.
It has to be witty. That's 2 Chainz. Or it just has to be somebody saying some shit.
Because I've also had times where I've tried to listen to songs and figure out what they're talking about and the shit don't make no sense at all. Like, y'all just put words together.
And that's like Twister or some shit.
Because what the fuck did Michael Jackson be talking about?
He was staring at the man in the mirror.
That song, okay.
He's trying to make him change his ways.
Uh-huh. Like, it's some songs just make sense.
Yeah.
But, like...
Then they ain't really give a fuck about us.
I understood fully what that song was about.
Then he was bad.
He so you just bad. Gonna go through...
And he knew it. I don't know about the Thriller. I can't really explain that.
It's some scary shit.
Yeah, I just can't really explain it though. I got some more. Hold on.
Smooth
Butterflies.
Smooth Criminal.
I mean, basically he was letting you know. If you take his, he coming to get it. And
so he was a murderer.
Yeah, because he had to come get the little kid. He had to come get the little homie. They stole the little girl. He had to come through. White hat, so it don't seem like he was doing what he was doing. But every time he kicked somebody, it's like he's shooting them. And then, are you okay? I'm just shooting these niggas everywhere.
There's a thing called Twitter Blue.
Oh, yeah. I think it makes no sense. Twitter Blue is... Well, no, I'm not going to say it don't make no sense. If you was one of those people that are really into it, maybe you would. But it's basically like it'll show you the top tweets. And it will let you edit your tweets. Like when you fuck up something, who cares?
You gotta pay for it or something?
Yes. And no. It will do something else. I forget what the other thing is.
Like I don't
can,
like typos.
You can make longer tweets or some shit. I don't know.
I don't like typos, but I don't care enough to pay to not have typos.
When I saw what Twitter Blue was, I was like, huh.
The nerve
to think I give a fuck about the way I'm spelling these words. Please.
Because we all know you don't.
Just because I don't. Not because I can't. It's like, if I hit the wrong button, you know what I was saying.
Sometimes you don't.
Yeah, well, you know. I didn't understand what you were texting me earlier, so.
I text you earlier?
Yeah. I text you back. I don't understand. I'm lying. I just made that
up. I was about to say, I don't recall this conversation.
I know.
I don't understand, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but that's what Twitter Blue is. I don't think it's nothing. But I know for sure it's going to be people willing to pay for it, though.
Yeah, people pay for everything. Man. Somebody going to pay for everything, so.
So why not have it? It makes sense, but, like, it's not worth it to me.
Well, you said it's going to do what? You can edit tweets, make longer tweets.
Maybe. I don't know. And the other thing was your timeline you will get to see like the top tweets in the past 24 hours, like the number one topics on Twitter every 24 hours. You'll be abreast of all the hottest Twitter news.
No.
That might be something for somebody. Like if you had a blog or if you I don't know if you were doing like if you were doing anything that had to do with like that spirit of like being really, really into it, then maybe, but not for me. I hate that dude for me.
I'm not doing that.
It's definitely a thing.
It's enough for me. Back on my Star Wars journey. Attempting to watch it. So I am on The Return of the Jedi. What? Because I like sci-fi movies. So.
Shame on you.
You like sci-fi movies, so shut up.
I like Star Wars. I think it's overrated.
Have you ever seen it?
Yes.
Okay, so let me watch it to find out.
Okay. I can give my opinion. I wasn't telling you not to watch it. So that's what
I'm doing right now.
All right. I wasn't even telling you not to watch it.
You seen the rest of them or just which ones?
I've seen like three of them. All of them were. The only good one to me is the first one. I'm being honest with you.
The very, very first one?
Yes.
I think that's like.
That's the only one that's actually good to me.
I'm having a hard time because
it's the one that's just Star Wars.
The graphics are ass.
The story.
But also.
The story is the best story. Like, it's just the best storyline. That's it.
I guess.
The rest of that shit just is cool. Be getting wild.
It's all right. It's cool. Yeah. I mean, but it's not terrible, though.
Yeah.
It's not going to be.
Also, I may not have the imagination for Star Wars. So that could be.
I think that because, you know, I like that type of stuff anyway, too. Yeah. So that works for me. So it's cool. The test is going to be when I get to the next three, because that's where I got stuck at last time. I couldn't make it through those because Hayden Christensen, as beautiful of a face as he has, his acting. Is ass.
I don't even know who that is.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's not worth knowing, but he ain't all them damn movies, so. But I was trying to watch those, didn't make it all the way through because I couldn't take it. So.
Skip them.
Apparently, not. It's me. It's me. But apparently, 2 years ago, I was on this journey at the same time of year.
With Beaver? Okay. Never mind, sorry.
So yeah, so that's where I'm at anyway. So I haven't had time to be on social media. I've been watching Star Wars for real.
I mean,
it's cool.
So yeah.
I don't have to think. That's the thing that I feel like I've been using my brain too much. And I don't want to use it right now.
Yeah, well, Star Wars is definitely something for if you don't want to use your brain.
Yeah, I don't got a thing. Just watch. So, yeah, I don't know. So moving on to some what the fucks. Young Dolph.
Man, that shit is crazy.
Went home to Memphis, where you would think you would feel the most love. But we all know in reality how niggas be hating. And was murdered in his hometown when he went to go get some cookies. It's pretty fucking wild. Pretty fucking whack.
I mean, it's really not a lot for me to say about it. I just think that shit is ridiculous. I don't know. Like, I don't know what happened. I don't know why. It's just fucked up.
I don't know. I hope they get him. They,
you just see how much love the people where he was from have for him. So it's like, damn. You know, it's just fucked up. And you see all the violence that's happening just behind it.
Right. I mean, well, I saw that some of the stuff that was posted after the fact, like saying, yo, Gotti Mama restaurant got shot up and then somebody else stuff got shot up. I heard that that wasn't true. Like, I saw some reposts from Memphis Police Department that said it wasn't true. But again, I don't know what's true or not anyway. I ain't around there. I don't know what's happening. But either way it go, it's fucked up. Whoever did it is fucked up now. You know, some kids gotta grow up without their father.
Man, it's fucked up every time it happened, man. It just happened all the time.
You know, a whole bunch of people. Like, I don't know, man. I don't get it. It's not meant for me to understand, apparently. But.
You drive yourself crazy trying to understand shit you can't understand. But
right. Yeah. So, I just. That's sad, though. So. It's pretty fucking whack. But. Apparently, there was a new gun law passed in Memphis. that just let it open carry. You don't have to have background checks and different stuff to get guns. So any and everybody can get a gun. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to say, well, the people who need to protect themselves can get the gun. But guess who else can buy the guns? The people who don't need guns. Mm-hmm. So everybody got guns. And if the motherfuckers who got the guns who don't need to pull theirs out first, it doesn't matter if you have a gun. So how is that okay? How is that going to make anyone safer? This shit is stressful, which is why I've been watching Star Wars, because I don't want to fucking think, because life is stressful right now.
Yeah, it's too much. It's a lot of shit going on.
Like, this is why when we was younger, we used to see old grown people looking stressed and looking annoyed all the time, because they knew what was happening in the rest of the world. And this is just such a downer sometimes.
It really is. Like, sometimes you be like, God.
Like, and then when you see people who are oblivious to the shit that goes on in life, you looking at them like, why don't you know shit? But they be happier.
Yeah, yeah.
They be not knowing shit and be chilling.
But I tell you this, right? At a certain point,
I mean, the Cavs just got whooped just that fast.
I told you.
I said the same thing you said, though. I said, you never know. At this point, it's up and then it's down. And
it's the Cavs.
Right. It's a roller coaster. Cleveland sports is a roller coaster.
I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not going to say nothing. Okay.
I mean, I'm gonna still watch them though. I'm gonna still watch them. They still got a good team of dudes. They just gotta get it together. They gonna lose and they gonna win.
No, they not. They gonna lose. No, they not.
I didn't say they was gonna win a championship.
They're not gonna win. All right.
They won games already. They're gonna win games and then they're gonna lose games. So it is what it is.
Home team, baby.
Yeah, no, you're a hater, so it's fine. It's fine. But also on here, one of the commercials said, why do you love sports? Mm-hmm. I don't know why I love sports.
I love winning.
I'm not even asking, because I don't care.
Okay.
Why? Why do you love sports?
No, don't ask me. You ask me yourself. Why do you love sports?
I don't know. I just said that.
I just love winners. That's it. I love seeing teams win.
I like to see teams win or lose. I'd rather see them win, but I don't know. I just like to see that.
I like teams that win a lot.
But then I enjoy sports.
Except for like the Packers. They don't really win that much. They don't really win that much for me, but like I'm a Packers fan, period. Yeah. So that's it. But like other than that, I ain't really got no team. Like, I got a spot in my heart for the Browns. Like, every time I see a Steelers fan, like, I do, like, be like, you feel me? I give him a look. Don't get me wrong. Like, if I see a Steelers fan.
Face. Face. You give him face.
Yeah. No, not face. I'm not giving anybody face. I'm not giving anyone face, okay? Stop saying that. I don't like that term for me. That's not a good. That term isn't a comfortable term for me. Safe word. Anyway, yes, I'm a Packers fan. I love sports.
Yeah, I miss playing sports sometimes too, though.
I don't miss that.
I don't miss the pain on my body though. So.
Well, I miss boxing, but like I just like you know, being able to be like, you can be violent and then have fun. It's like enjoy violence, because it's like, all right, we're about to go in here and do this thing, but then after this, like, we always kick it. Like, everybody always right. kick it. Like, even the people you actually going in and you going to fight with, like, afterwards, all right, we kick it. That's it. Like, win or lose.
Yeah, that's how it should be. But everybody don't know how to turn it on for just a sport and then turn it off when it ain't that time.
I mean, some people need time, but like you, like if you.
That's fine if you need time, but some people literally never know how to do it.
Yeah, those people are crazy.
But anywho, we were talking about the Young Dolph thing. Cavs threw me off. But Memphis recently, I guess, passed a gun law. Anybody can get them.
Yeah.
Ohio is now doing the same thing. It's like,
what are you gonna do?
I already got my shit.
Buy some more.
I just gotta, right, that's what's really gonna come down to, getting some more.
Pretty much, buy some more.
That's crazy. Like, I don't wanna have to, I wish we didn't have afterwards. To live like that.
You know,
it's gonna be some
people been pushing for gun advocacy all this time, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, just give everybody guns then.
Right.
Yeah, with no background check, no nothing. That makes sense.
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. There's just gonna be a lot of stolen guns being reported. That's it. There's a lot of people gonna have their guns stolen. They're gonna wind up missing out of nowhere. All right,
so I did not see.
The protesters, like, protesters outside of the courthouse at the Kyle Rittenhouse trial.
That's
so. Both the supporters and the protesters were standing out there and everything, and then somebody pulled up with some dominoes, the worst pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah, it's like neck and neck with Papa John's, and they like started like sharing the pizza and talking about like, yeah, show unity and blah blah blah. I'm just thinking like, you know, all these people look at y'all like these niggas. You all talking about like, let's share and be unity. Like, sometimes you gotta just cut the bullshit and be like, y'all can stay on y'all's side, we're gonna stay on ours, but we still not fucking with y'all. Like, and stuff don't gotta be violent. Everybody ain't got, like, y'all there on two different sides for a very, very significant reason.
Right.
Understand that. And, niggas ain't always gotta be friends with everybody, right? No. You ain't always got to be friendly. Everybody don't need to be united. Like, it don't have to be that all the time.
But also, just because you're not united, just because you're divided, don't mean y'all got to always literally beef. Just,
yeah, it ain't got to be no
coexist
beef.
Coexist aside from each other.
It just made no sense to me. Like, it didn't look good as a statement. It made both sides look weak. Like, what are y'all even out there for? You can't even stand strong against a fucking pizza. Order your own food and order something better. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right. For real. No. No. I think also it's wild everything else that's happening, like with that case in general. Yes. Like the judge. Like, that's the sketchiest fucking judge ever. Like, how you let him pick him? How do you let the person?
Yeah, like, you want to make him feel comfortable or something? It's ridiculous.
But you, and then you let him pick the other jurors, the backups or whatever.
It just makes me like question everything that's gonna happen moving forward.
They gone in the National Guard already.
I mean,
and it's like, if I were ever in life to use the P word, it'd be about him. The way he was on stand with them fake crocodile tears. Like,
I don't even.
P word.
I don't have any words that could explain the disappointment I have. And the justice system for everything that happened before he even went on trial. So, like, it's just one of those things that I don't even want to talk about yet, because it just, I'm just going to go on one of those rants where I'm just going to get angry and my rant never going to stop. Like, I'm just trying to hold it in, because that's...
Yeah. And at the same time, the men that killed Ahmaud Arbery are on trial too. And one of them was on a stand, fake crocodiles hearing, talking about they fear for their life.
They ran that man
down. Y'all ran that man down. You fear for your life? Yeah, I'm disgusted at this moment, right? Like,
it's ugly. It's ugly out here. It's like, you know, the alien movies where it come out your stomach. It's
never
coming,
seen it, but okay.
It's coming out of your thing. You feel me?
Why are you talking like that?
Cause, like, that gotta hurt. feel me? You doing that to your body. You bringing a life into this world of your, for your, which your, and just altering your body and your entire life and the way you're gonna think forever. I'm like, dudes be putting women through the ringer after they do that shit. And I just think it's just wild. And I just feel like, I know that shit sound crazy, but like, you know, just try to choose wisely. But like, men be picking the women they want to have children with. For some odd reason, I think that women don't pick the men that they want to have children with. Like, men pick a woman, like a man be like, all right, she's going to have my kid. Women, I don't think they do that the same way. And maybe I should.
I got nothing because I don't have kids.
I'm just saying, like,
I don't know.
Like, you've never heard of, have you ever heard a woman say, like, I'm going to have this baby?
Yeah.
Like, looked at a dude, like, I'm going to have this baby. Yeah. And, like, meant it. And did she have it? When I hear niggas say that shit, women had them babies. You feel me? Well, that's what I'm saying.
Be trapping bitches.
I'm not even saying. I don't think any of the women were trapped. Because it's not like I heard these people say that about one woman.
So you can't trap more than one?
How is it a trap? You really think women don't be agreeing to have babies by men with, like, multiple women pregnant? Or, like, that don't be matter for real.
I don't know.
If you want to have a baby, you're just going to have a baby. At some point, I don't think it matter who it's with. Not me. I don't want kids at all, but for sure.
At all.
At all. But, like, you know, you hear people say, like, I want a baby. Okay. That's all they really be wanting. I get it now.
Yeah.
They be.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. I don't ever hear people say, I want a family. That's some wild shit. Y'all crazy for that. Yeah. Men say neither. Women say one, and I think that's a wild shit. That's
the, I mean, that says a lot. That's
the
most also,
dangerous thing ever. That's a red flag.
Says a lot. Yeah. Just to say you, because.
Cuckoo for
I mean, how often do. It's not very often that you see happy black couples anyway.
No, I see a lot of happy black couples. Not even famous ones. Just regular ass people, they be happy as fuck. Since one couple, they be making TikToks and shit. They cute.
You don't know them?
Yes, I do. They went to school with us. I ain't say they was famous. They just make a little cute TikTok shit. Okay. I ain't know TikTok, I'll be seeing them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Men I know what you're talking TikToks. About. Yeah. I think I know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't see that. I see, yeah, because I see him posting them sometimes.
Yeah.
He always been stupid as fuck, too.
They hilarious.
So fucking annoying. Yeah. He's been annoying since middle school. Like, grow up.
But they do it together, so it's cool. Like,
silly as fuck. But, oh yeah, you just said men shouldn't be on TikTok.
Men shouldn't be on TikTok, though.
Because we just hit, like, three things that we already had on here.
Yeah, he a couple, though. So it's cool. He could be on TikTok.
Because he doing it with his wife?
Yeah. And they're funny. It's entertaining. Can't be on there just talking by yourself because you're going to start doing shit you don't need to do. Eventually, you're going to start, like, being a bitch. What I'm saying is that sometimes men get TikToks and then they just start being weird, man. They be dancing weird. Start putting on women's clothes and stuff. And I'm not saying there's anything against if you want to be a dude and put on ladies' clothes. But if you want to be a dude and be funny and you put on ladies' clothes to be funny, I really think that should be disrespectful. Because they be picking the worst shit you could possibly talk about a woman.
And then, that's not really all the way funny though. Like, you literally just mocking and making a mockery.
I don't be thinking that shit funny.
It's not always, it's usually not.
And I think it's weird. Hear me out. Another thing that I cannot stand is people that only post like random TikTok videos and pictures of other people on social media. I think that shit is mad weird.
What about the people that only post memes and shit too?
I get it because some people are like a meme page. Like, I get that. Like, if it's just a page full of memes, because some people do that. Like, share like cool, popular memes or whatever.
If it's your page.
No, you being weird. That shit is weird. Like, what are you doing? Like, it's a social media platform to be social and shit. Like, I'm not saying like, hey, you know, post pictures so people can see you. But I'm saying like, why do you post pictures of other people? Like, other people and like, ooh, her body. Like, you, what about, who are you? Like, people be being weird on social media. Men and women. Like, why y'all being weird? Stop being so fucking weird. Fucking weirdos. That's it. And I know y'all know what I'm talking about. That's it. Stop being fucking weird.
Stop being weird.
Yeah, okay. Stop being weird.
All right. Hear me out. I am tired of hearing about how DaBaby is a shitty person. I'm tired of hearing about it. Like,
yeah.
Every other month, this nigga in the news for doing something wrong. Just maybe not wrong, because this last thing was wrong. Last, I mean, you know,
it's just been,
I
think
the last thing definitely seemed, what I heard seemed wrong. I don't know the whole story. I'm definitely not taking his side. I don't know what the fuck happened at all.
This is what I said about that.
I don't know what's going on. So I'm not taking nobody's side. For real. I don't know what the fuck happened. He wrong as fuck with putting her out the house, because unless she did something wrong to him, but what the fuck? Because I don't fucking know. I also don't want to know, because it's not my fucking business, but it's everywhere. It's like, damn.
I think that they both made themselves look really bad. And also, I think that, like, on top of everything, it could have all been... If somebody tell you to leave the house, just leave. That's it. And I get how some people will say, like, you in a different place, you know, you might not know nobody, you may not feel safe. Well, go to a hotel. You're not destitute, for sure. And if he wants you gone, I'm sure he don't have no problem. All right, get her. Drive her out of here. Get her to a hotel. You don't want to take your baby somewhere where you don't know where you're going, or like you don't know what the hotel is going to look like. All right, well, keep your baby there. Your baby be safe. He can't kidnap your child. His face is everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, it was ways to avoid how that situation had blown up. I do think he did the right thing in saying, like, all right, if you won't leave and I want you to leave, I'm going to call the police.
Is that why she had charges pressed?
I believe so, because he wanted her to leave. Like, if I don't know about anything getting physical or nothing like that. You know, I don't be trying to get, like, too deep into it. But from my understanding, he wanted her to leave. She didn't want to leave, so call the police. I mean, like, words were said. He's making all that, making those videos and shit.
I seen a few of the videos. Like, what is happening?
Like, it wasn't needed. Like, I feel you. Like, while you was on your live or whatever, all right, she came in, boom. You could have just cut off. You don't need to put the word in your business. That's how I feel about it. You don't need to put the word in your business. Because a lot of people are like, oh, that's messed up. But like, that happened every single day. Period. That happened every single day. If that was a man and he was there with his child and she told him to leave, everybody would be like, why didn't he leave? What is the difference? Oh, I wanted to take my child with me. No. Nobody would have said, oh, like, that's crazy. Why wouldn't you let him take his child when you told him to get out? It's not crazy. It's their child. You feel me? Like, nobody, both of them were wrong. That whole thing was stupid. Like, that shit was stupid. You never make the person that you chose to have a child with look like that. Like, that's fucked up.
That's crazy.
But, like, how it got that far to the police being called and all of that extra shit. She just got you a room. Y'all figure that shit out tomorrow. Y'all got a kid together. Y'all doing this extra shit, man. You don't need to do this. That y'all both got careers and shit. You, what are you doing, man? Like, you just make her look bad. She still got to provide for y'all child on her end. Why you make her look like this, man? That don't help nobody. Can't nobody fix this but Courtney Ray, bro. Big perk.
Okay. I don't know, but I'm just, plus I feel like niggas gonna nig, and DaBaby been DaBaby. I don't know.
You don't know who he was to her though. That's the thing. He might,
I mean, true enough,
he could have been great to her.
He could have been great to her until he wasn't, true enough. But I don't know. Some shit just wild. But I don't know. Once you win some shit, you win some shit too. And you gotta get out in your own way. Mm-hmm. So hopefully if she out, she good. Hopefully she be good.
I would hope so. I will hope that everybody learned their lesson from this shit. That's all.
Yeah, since everybody all in their business.
Yeah, I saw his other baby mom talk about love spells and all this other stuff. And I'm like, yeah, that shit can't be playing with that.
Love spells.
I don't even want to go there because, look, witches are real.
I believe.
And bitches be witching. For sure. I'm not even talking about the Danny Lay situation. I'm just saying. Bitches be witching for sure. Tell you.
I don't know.
You don't know no witches? I ain't even about to get into that shit, but bitches be witching.
I don't know if I do. Because I don't know if I necessarily believe. I don't know if I do or if I don't believe in that type of stuff.
That's how they want you to think, too.
Huh?
That's how they be wanting you to think, too.
I mean, yeah, I'm not. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that type of stuff. Like, I think. Nah, I believe in that shit. I do. Because the logical me want to say no, I don't. But the rest of me want to say, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Because I believe in all types of weird shit. I think all types of crazy shit can and will happen. It has happened at some point.
Which is existing it may happen before logic. Again.
Huh?
Witches existed before logic.
Magic. Because magic did. But magic ain't shit but science. But still.
I ain't talking about magic.
Witches do magic.
No, they don't.
Okay.
No, they don't. That shit is not magic. Tell you that.
What is it?
That shit give me a headache right now. I feel it in my cerebellum. Is that a band? Bitches be witching, man. All right, y'all. So before we get out of here, I'm hit you with the quote from around the way. And this one comes from the great hip-hop philosopher, Kanye West. Now the gloves off, ain't no love lost. And we up in this bitch until they turn the club off.